Okay, next agenda item. Discussion on city council's expectation for city manager. Okay, let's just start by going around the room and then about that. Let's start with Connie.
Okay, just throw me under the bus.
Well, maybe everything will be answered by you.
I'm okay with it. I think Corey does an excellent job of being transparent, and I think as a council person that I appreciate that transparency, and it also builds the level of trust that I have for him. I think that that's a important feature in a council city manager relationship, is that we trust Corey to run the city and we trust Corey to manage his employees. And I think he goes above and beyond even what's expected of him as far as letting us know things that he doesn't have to, that he has the authority to do without our permission. So I'm not sure that he doesn't meet my expectations. So
it's an ethic violation if he paid you to say that.
He did not pay me to say that.
No.
That's fine.
I don't have anything in particular that he's not doing that.
Okay. And in my mind, on this agenda item, it's tied to the presentation we just had.
Yeah.
And piggybacking on that, and then, you know, with a new council, as of, you know, it's been 2.5 months. I feel like we've got a lot done in January, February, and then half of March. But it's a good check-in as well. You know, I appreciate hearing anything you guys have to say.
I guess something that just came up in discussion was the fact that the Planning Commission and what we get when something comes up. And I of course, don't have history on the council, but I have history with the council. I have been coming to the meetings for a year prior to being elected, and I've watched how things happen. And what I envisioned was that they would end up voting on this garage thing at the commission level and then bringing it to us and expecting us to vote and not really hearing the full background of what happened. And I want to make sure that we get the full background, like the fact that so many people that were present at the commission meeting were opposed and so many were in favor. Yet maybe the council's commission felt like still passing it for these reasons or whatever, you know, the discussion may be, but I want to just make sure that we get the whole picture, that we're not voting with our eyes closed.
That's really important, and what I would say on that is that ultimately the vote and the power rests with the council. So staff doesn't want to take an issue and go to Planning Commission and work with Planning Commission to sort it out and get it to what they think is the best form, if then it's going to go to council and then not get passed. I mean, ultimately, that just doesn't make a lot of sense. That doesn't mean the council has to do whatever the Planning Commission says. What that means is that I, and we'll have an item next week on the work session where Tammy and myself will be saying, council, we've got this. Marijuana related. We've got this issue. We think we should amend the zoning ordinance. This is kind of the general trajectory we think we should go based on what some other cities have done. What do you think? And then if we get that input and sort of that general, okay, let's head that direction, then it goes back to the process I just described where it's staff's working to put up a staff report. Staff goes works with the Planning Commission. Maybe ultimately, in my mind, one of the roles of the Planning Commission as well is to spend the time getting into an issue and trying to sort it out for best so that the council isn't spending all that time on it. Does that make sense? But ultimately, I do and will do a better job of coming to council saying, hey, we're going to set this process in motion. What do you think? Do you think that's the right decision? Is it something we should do now? Should we wait? That kind of thing.
Because ultimately, aren't we directing the Planning Commission on what they're even hearing? Or on to a certain extent when it comes to things like a zoning or change in building ordinances
or codes.
We're
basically directing Corey, and then Corey,
to a degree, if there's an application certain application could be decided administratively or through language. But if it's a change to our zoning ordinance, then, you know, it would be more staff would be orchestrating it, but kind of like Jeremy was saying, it's a case-by-case basis. It would be in good form for staff or myself to know that the council is supportive of what staff is putting in motion that will ultimately get to council, instead of putting it in motion then having council go, what is this? I just heard about it, and now we're having a public hearing. That's not good.
Right.
And that's sort of what happened. And I could see where you came about, but nobody really knew about it. You know, but moving ahead.
Yeah.
Good. I didn't know anything about it.
Right. And you've been here for...
And I've been here for I don't know how long.
And I remember Rick mentioning it, but that's the only discussion there was on it.
Yeah, there was discussion, but there was never a discussion about putting something in motion.
Right.
Okay.
And that, the same thing with that, I believe it's a zoning ordinance change that happened about 4 years ago. It never started council level.
Huh.
And then when asked about if we would have time to comment, oh yeah, it'll come back to you. Never did. And well, now it's all changed.
And the same thing as when, you know, Tammy went through all that work and updated everything. You know, and then it was Rick, well, we got a vote on this. We don't even know about it. That's when he got mad at me for not voting.
The text amendments.
Yeah.
Well, and this took public lands, and it was, I believe it was zoned public use. And it's up by the high school. Now it's, the zoning has been changed, and that's where the some affordable housing was destined to go in. And I don't even know if that's still in the books.
Wendy stuff?
Yes. See, that was that zone change.
Oh, that stuff right across from the high school down the way you're talking about.
I was told it'll come back to the council. It never did. Now the zone's changed.
Okay, we all know
but
that
that's in the past.
The past administration operated differently.
So that's
we're just going forward and doing it the right way.
Yeah.
So that's what we're asking, I guess, is more
openness.
About what the planning what's going before the planning commission, not necessarily the individual applications and things like that, because that's micromanaging the planning commission, and that's not what I'm saying, but more changes like this, like the garage thing or zoning changes.
You know, I can see is like, Tammy, you put a lot of work into the garage thing so far, and I could see it coming to the council, and you don't even know who you're supporting it, because we could say no, and then all that's for no.
That happens. I mean, again, hopefully not to get too hung up on this one, because I think ultimately the final product, we'll see. That's for all of you to make the decision on. But the process that I think was really beneficial and played out the way it should have is that this came to the Planning Commission, and the Planning Commission had a public hearing, and there were quite a few folks that said, well, what about this scenario? What about that scenario? I don't know. I'm not in favor. And so the Planning Commission then said, well, time out. We're not making a decision tonight. We want staff to go back, revise this, incorporate some of that public input, and then bring it back to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the process, so that ultimately, but then when it comes to council, when you guys have your public hearing, you could say the same thing. You could say, oh, we want to add an exceptions process. Oh, we want to change that requirement. We want to make it bigger, smaller. So what we're trying to do, staff and planning commission, is get it to a point, what we think, what the planning commission thinks is the best formed decision, to then council to make a decision on those.
There's nothing wrong with all that. Yeah. It's just that the council didn't know anything was happening. So that'll be corrected in the future, and that's it.
Yeah, and so as an example, I guess what I would ask in response is, obviously there's the general, you know, we say garage amendments. Okay, well, what does that mean? Well, there's a lot of detail that goes into what that means. So how much information do you want at what time?
Like just say, we're thinking about putting a garage amendment in.
Okay.
And that's it, so we know. So I don't go downtown and say, what the hell is all this about this garage amendment? And I'm the mayor of the city and have no clue what you're even talking about.
Okay.
It's embarrassing.
Okay.
It doesn't show that the city's working as a team.
And so then would you say, go talk to the city manager about details of that?
Well, if I knew about it, I mean, No. I'm sorry, the mayor and council needs to know what's happening.
Okay.
To an extent. If they want the details, yeah, go to the city manager, find out all the details.
Okay.
That's going to the planning board, but at least we need to know the general facts. You know, and that's...
I get what you're saying, Corey. It's like, okay, at what point do I know it's going to be controversial enough that Dennis is going to get accosted on the street about about something, or Stu is, or any of us, or at what point is it something that's minor? And that could happen at any level, really. I mean, quite honestly, this thing might have totally gone through if one particular person might not have jumped on the bandwagon and be not gone so public with it, you know. And it may have been no big deal, you know. But I think at the point that you realize that you thought it was no big deal and then it's getting more gaining more attention, then maybe then bring it to our attention. If you thought, oh, this is something that they necessarily need to, it's
well,
not a big deal.
If it's going to be an ordinance, you know, change, then that's a big deal. We should know about it prior to the fact. You know, not just a motion or anything like that, but a real ordinance is a big deal.
Yeah, you guys will have at least one, if not two, hearings on it. Yeah. But I know what you're saying at the get-go. So yeah.
I'll make it.
So I guess those are my expectations.
Okay.
Just those.
That's good.
What about you, Don?
Well, I think that what you said, if we knew that there was going to be an amendment or something, that the Planning Commission was working on something on a garage, if we knew that, we can tell the people, hey, we understand that's happening. Why don't you go talk to the city manager and he'll give you the details on it. And that would let everybody off the hook. One of the things that I was touched on by the meeting tonight was these people coming in at the last minute and wanting all of these things. And for instance, us to say that we're in favor of selling Girl Scout cookies, if you want to. They have that program set up a year in advance. They know exactly what they're doing, and I think they need to, any of those should be sent either to the Planning Commission or the Council. And if they come in too late, they come in too late. They just have to wait. We've got a city manager right now that we're asking him to do all kinds of stuff and all kinds of detail work, and that's just another thing that's added to him that takes away from something else. So I'm in favor of telling everybody it has to be in 7 days a week. If us on the council wants to put something on the agenda, we're supposed to turn it in to Corey a week in advance on Wednesday. And if we have to do it, I think everybody else should have to do it also. I think, too, that all funding requests should go to a work session before they go to the council, and they should be thoroughly vetted at the work session so that everybody understands what they want the money for, and we have a complete discussion on whether we think that it's a good cause or not. Another thing that our council rule state is that if we have an ordinance or a resolution, that we're supposed to have a roll call vote. And I think that it wouldn't hurt anything at all to have a roll call vote, have every councilor announce their name and their vote. I just think that is just good. It's another, it takes a few minutes longer, maybe 30 seconds or so longer, but it's worth it. And I also noticed, too, in our rules that any counselor that wants to receive an oral answer to a question can call the attorney and get that, and that's fine. If you want a written one request, then it has to come from the whole council, but that's just for information. Another thing that kind of gets me is the emergency clause on everything we do. 30 days is not a long time to wait. If we pass an ordinance, why can't they wait 30 days? Why do we have to take effect to close the meeting? I mean, it seems like we have everyone that's gone through the council has gone on an emergency clause, and I don't think that's necessary. The city manager is responsible to enforce city ordinances, resolutions, franchise and lease agreements, contracts, and council decisions, and supervise employees. That's all his responsibility, and I don't feel that I, as a counselor, have a right to go to Corey or to Jake or anybody else and tell them what I think should be done. If I have a complaint or if I have a request, in my opinion, I'm supposed to go talk it over with Corey, and he can tell me to go jump in the lake, or he can tell me we'll do it, or whatever he wants to say. But that's kind of the way I looked at it. And the one thing that kind of bothers me a little bit is some of our ordinances are not being enforced as they should. Maybe some of the stuff. And if we can't get it done, then I think we need to have somebody to come in and really help get that done. Somebody, you know, if somebody's not taking care of their property properly, and they've got extra houses sitting on it and all that, we need to do something about it. One other thing, it's not written anywhere that I can find, but I think that the council has the responsibility to make accommodations for persons with disabilities. If we have somebody with a hearing disability, we should have something to accommodate that person. If they need a way to get in and a place to sit, I think we need to accommodate that person. I don't think there's been any problems that I can remember right now, except I know that when we first moved in here and the hearing thing around here was pretty bad, and I couldn't hear a lot of things, so I wound up getting a new pair of hearing aids that took care of me. But otherwise, I think it would be well, like you said, to ask this group to come in and do what they said they might want to do and put in that loop for it. It would be something that we need. That's it, Mr. Mayor. Is that enough?
That's enough. Do we want to address any of these now? Do you want to? I got a couple of them. That's under the rules and charter that we do have to have a roll call vote.
That's right. And we almost all of these things are in either the charter or the council.
Under my watch, I think we've only had two. That's just knowledge stuff.
Yeah. Normally we just say all in favor, aye.
That's motions. That's just motions. That's not resolutions or. We'll make sure that carries.
Are you trying to say that you want it on all, even motions?
No.
Oh, okay. That's what I was trying to
say. I said ordinances and resolutions.
Okay. Yeah. I was just asking for clarification.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah, no problem.
Because we had the only thing, we had a resolution last time, and we had a roll call vote. Anyways, I'll just make sure that happens. Counselor and attorney, the counselor is calling Jeremy all the time.
Not all the time. I didn't mean that.
I think
it's they have that. According to our council rules, they have that right to call them for an oral opinion if they want.
My understanding when I went through the council thing in Sisters was that if it was anything other than directly related to Corey, then we should always go through Corey first. And if it was related to Corey, then we should call.
Right.
Then we could call the attorney.
That's a good way to put it. I would say that. And I actually just worked on building an organizational chart that's going to be inserted into our budget document, a couple other things I'll put in there. But underneath the city council, other than the planning commission and the other committees, there's the city manager and then there's the city attorney. The city attorney is different than the public works manager or our contract planner or our contract engineer, because they do work for the council, because you might have to go to the city attorney to talk about me. Right? And so there's that can happen. In general, you know, I think a lot of times too, depending on if it's a council issue, which could route through the mayor, depending on what it is, and then the mayor could talk with the council, with the legal counsel. But, you know, it depends. I think Jeremy hit the nail on the head. It's a case-by-case basis. You can play with some rules of thumb, but in general, you gotta just...
Well, I know when I was on the council before, that several things came up on the council, and before I voted, I called Jeremy and talked to him. I wasn't on the phone probably 3 or 4 minutes, and asked him, this is the situation, what is your opinion? And he told me, and that was it. Then I made up my mind how to vote from what he heard, what he told me. And that was acceptable at that time.
Interesting. Okay. I think in general, if we have issues that Jeremy and legal is weighing in on, if I'm not channeling the information, we'll have them here to present to the entire council. Again, but it depends on if it's a confidential, sensitive topic. If we're talking about something in executive session or heading to executive session, it could be completely different. So,
well, because if you call the city attorney to ask a legal question, it would benefit the rest of the council from hearing, and Corey doesn't know you called, and we never hear about it, and we don't get the benefit of that too. When
or you may call with the same question.
Right, yeah. Or I turn around and call with the same question, then we're spending city money unnecessarily. So that's why I was saying that if it's something that benefit the whole council, basically, unless it was directly about.
Well, I don't know how it is now, but back then, I don't think Jeremy was charging us for a 1 or 2 minute call.
He's got to pay for that guy that was with him.
Yeah.
He didn't get into where the charter was, and I'm not saying this for my benefit, it's just the way things are said. The mayor is sort of a go-between. You know, like say if there was an issue on Corey, then the mayor is a go-between to the council. And the attorney. That's sort of so everybody knows about it. You know, that's maybe that's wrong. I mean,
I was kind of hoping you guys were going to ask that when he was here.
Well, I didn't want to do it. It didn't come up, but you know.
And that's always been the implied rule from the beginning.
Yeah, I agree. I think
from the very beginning when the city was incorporated and we had issues with our first manager and our second manager and on anything, it all kind of went through the mayor. If you had an issue, you know, you would go discuss it if it was with the city manager. You would discuss it with the mayor. If you had a question about a subject, you'd go through the mayor to the attorney. Otherwise, it's a free-for-all. And I think that's the best way to keep it. And I don't think we're having that many problems with that issue right now.
No, I don't.
You know, I don't think we need to create a problem, and you know.
Right. To see if it works.
To see if it works. So I think the best thing is communication. If you have a question, like they said, you can talk to each other, but after you talk about it, don't go to a third one and say, we decided that this is how it should be. You know, go to the third one and say, you know, I just had this, I'm got a problem with this. What do you think? You know, you can be inquisitive about it without creating that little chain of breadcrumbs that, you know, can get us in trouble. I just think that's, you know, we're not that big of a city where we've got all those big issues yet. I think we can talk amongst ourselves to avoid that type of problem.
I'll be over at your office in the morning to talk.
Oh, pick up the phone. I mean, ask him. He knows I'm there. You know, Corey calls me. Everybody's called me, you know. So,
If he's not laying on his
I'm
floor,
being facetious.
Yeah, sometimes I'm on the floor, but that's okay.
I just don't think that we all should be calling Jeremy on. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That's all. That's
fine. My sense. Agree.
I mean, if it is an issue, then... If I don't know about it, then we'll reach out to everybody else and then decide to call.
Well, you can't. Did I?
No.
Because you can't reach out to everybody else about the same thing, or else you're having a meeting.
So I guess that's. Yeah, I guess that's a decision. I guess I would make. I mean,
Jake, there's put the pen down.
There's no way. anything should go through the attorney unless it's against Corey. Everything else should go to Corey. Because, you know.
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, yeah. And then if a specific counselor wants more specific detail on a legal issue after Jeremy or myself has already shared the general legal opinion, that's fine. If you still say, oh, I still have some questions on that, I want to sit down and get 10 more minutes one-on-one, that's different. That's after we've all known what's going on. Does that make sense?
And I think if an individual counselor has further questions, they could come back to you and then go to Jeremy.
I'm a lot cheaper than Jeremy.
Yes. Mm. Everything's...
Not much.
Oh. Okay, that was a joke. I was trying to put a little
okay, that's it. That's the only thing I had as a list. Do you have any other comments on any of things? Or
no, on his list. As
on his list.
Oh, me, I... not, no, no. Not right now.
On to you, then, Stu.
I forgot what we were talking about.
Expectations of Corey.
Oh, okay. I think I would like to see Corey just reach out to us a little more. If he has questions or concerns, unless it's legal, you know, then I think you're bound to and required to talk to Jeremy. But I would like to see you reach to us before you reach. I mean, granted, there are things that you have to talk to other city managers about or, you know, the county about. But if there are small local concerns or something, maybe someone here has the background that might be able to help you. And then maybe that way, the council is more informed of what's going on. And we might be able to avoid some of this stuff we don't know about. And it just gives us, you know, like a couple times you've called, I'm sure you've called other counselors, you know, just to get a feel for something. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that. So I think, you know, just pick up the phone.
One thing I'd like to do too, just as a personal goal, is to do some city managers in larger cities where their role is more working with the council and not necessarily doing other things like code enforcement or other items. They'll write a weekly memo to the city council. I don't know if I have time to write a weekly memo, but I should definitely, you know, write a monthly memo. And ideally, everything that's covered on there you'd already be aware of, but it could give me an opportunity to just inform you of other things. I try to send emails here and there, forward things, call, you know, I think one thing too I'm working on, Stu, just to be candid, is to figure out, some of you reach out to me more than others. And so sometimes I get a little mixed up, like, oh, well, someone was just in here and I talked with them about this. Did I call everybody else to talk about the same thing? Maybe not. And so I get a little mixed up keeping track of who's reaching out to me, because some of you are a lot more proactive than others, and then I need to be proactive with the ones who don't reach out as much. So it just goes both ways.
Well, and that way, you're burning up too much of your time.
That's the balance.
Trying to track of who you've talked to and who you haven't.
That's the balance,
but,
yeah.
You know, at the fire district, the chief used to send out a monthly update. Mid-State, their executive director does the same thing. So I think that's probably a good idea, you know, a monthly, you know, just a summary. And it doesn't hurt to follow up with the same thing at the meeting.
Yeah.
You know, because some things have changed by the time you sent that out, or by the time
of
the meeting.
Like I say, it's not that we're not a big city. We have a lot going on for a little city, but at a work session, you could just go boom, 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 boom. And it's done.
Kind of, because next week we've got a lot of items on the agenda. It's probably going to be a 3-hour meeting next week, and there's things that I'm purposely not putting on the agenda because there's only so much capacity. I mean, I applaud all of you for, this is not your full-time job.
Well,
I applaud all of you for diving into it and being educated and aware of what you're voting on, but I need to be respectful too of saying, we're doing this, we're doing that, think about this, think about that. You know, go from infrastructure to marijuana to this issue to that issue. So I'm trying to be conscious of that as well.
Then we need to have the discussion without more than two meetings.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
I mean,
that's fair.
I would, for me personally, with work and everything else, rather do a couple, an extra meeting a month, than 3 hours and one after being up for 9 hours. The brain isn't functioning for 3 hours after that.
No. Yeah, I think that's a good option. It can get a little tricky. So like next week, we have a planning commission meeting on Thursday. And so that's okay. I mean,
that's not good for you though.
Well, no, I mean, then at some point too, you know, you don't want meeting overload. I think there's a balance between having more meetings to talk about more things or, and I don't want this to come across the wrong way, but you just don't have everything on the meeting to talk about. So that's the balance, is obviously big items. Anything that's policy related has to go through the council. Anything that's more administrative flows through the city manager and goes down through city staff.
And that's where trust comes in.
And so that's kind of the give and take that I think we're all figuring out and trying to do the best we can.
I think we're doing a good job so far. There's just a couple things fall through the crack, and we knew that. That happened. We're all new here. I mean, it's a new, whole new ball game here. So, and we're learning from it, so I don't think we have to go to extremes, but we can play it by ear. If there's a lot of stuff in 1 month, it's going to take a major, major long meeting, then we'll have another meeting. You know, just that's going to have to be that judgment call thing. Yeah. You know, I think.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be every month.
Right, just.
Yeah, it would only be as needed.
As needed, yeah.
I think. Give me some cookies and I'll be good.
Well, yeah, we changed the meeting till 5 to 5:30. All of a sudden, the council meeting. That's a tough one if I have no food. Sorry, yeah. I'm just being honest. But I have to get from Bend at 4:30 to here at 5:30. I have zero time to get meals.
We can go back
to 6.
Yeah, why did we change?
I don't know. One time that we did that. Okay.
Just
then
like
all of a sudden, it was
here.
Go back to 6. Go back to 6. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. We'll go back to 6.
Or feed me. Those are my options.
Oh, I get that.
Well, and, you know, looking here, we've also got staff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They've got families.
They do. They don't count. They're under Corey's
mind. But they just can't go fishing anymore. Unless they take all of us.
Well, on that part, we're going back to 6?
Sure.
Don, 6?
Makes no difference to me.
Let's wrap this agenda item up because I was hoping to get to the council.
Yeah, let's a little see. Karen, have anything to say?
Yeah, I do. I like your open door concept. I think our transparency should be better than it has been before with the Planning Commission. And I also think I'd like to know a little bit more about public works. I think sometimes I really feel that we're left out in left field. We get these questions and we stand there going, I'm not on public works. I shouldn't have to say that. I should be able to say, oh, that's right, they discussed that and it came to the council and blah, blah, blah. So if we were shared with what's going on there, that would make it a lot easier out there in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And it's not, I'm not saying that I don't think, I think Jeremy said it really well. The Planning Commission has the ability to go ahead and vote on something and make it real, okay? It doesn't always have to come back to the council. It can be their decision. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is that I want to know what they're making decisions on, so that I can be a part of that, so that I can understand that, so that I can give answers to things that I know nothing about at times. So I like the idea of knowing what's happening there. Not necessarily for the fact that I want to control it, or that I don't think that they can make a decision on their own, because We wouldn't have them if they couldn't make a decision on their own. I've always felt that if a body that is attached to us sat down and they went through all the process of whatever their goal is going to be at the end, that the council should be able to listen, be open-minded, and be able to take their decision as they've done their job. So we need to take a look at that and make sure that we understand it so that we can say, that's okay. And I like the mayor's idea of an open concept also. I like the fact that you're able to go to him and ask a question. And I don't think that when Jeremy said that you can call me, it didn't mean for something frivolously. What he was saying is that legal matters belong to him. And if it's a legal matter, he's going to know best. That being said, that's all I gotta say.
That's all?
Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm.
Do all of you get the Planning Commission agendas?
We get the agenda.
I get the agenda.
Do you get the Public Works Committee agendas?
I think.
Yeah.
Now I have to think about that one. I know I get the Planning Commission one.
I think so.
Well, so I'm trying to think of a way to keep you informed of what's happening at those committees. The agenda and then the backup material would be what's going to be discussed at those meetings. And then if you had a question on one of those individual items, you could come talk to myself, or if it's very specific to Public Works, I'd hand you off to Jake and let you talk about that.
Well, it's up to the council, too, to make an effort to go out on their own to find out what's going on. I mean, we can't just expect you to send us letters of everything going on. I mean,
we'd be sending emails all day.
All day long.
Yeah.
Don't do that, please. No, I have 3 different email addresses.
You know, but yeah, I think there's some good points.
If you guys want the packets for those meetings, in addition to the agendas, it's not any extra work for us to send.
Yeah, the packets, I think we can send the packets. That gives you all the staff reports, the backup material,
presentations.
And maybe that'll answer.
That's what we'll do.
It's no extra work for us.
Okay, yeah, we'll send it.
That's what everyone wants.
Every little bit helps, you know.
And then 6 months from now, you guys can come back and say, oh my gosh, stop sending me those things.
Exactly. Yeah.
I didn't say that.
I'm so tired of this.
Okay, so did we get the... You got the drift quarry and everything and all that?
Yeah, okay, I got some good stuff to work with.
Anybody else have anything to say on that part? I don't expect the quarry. I've already made mine known among here, so that's fine. Corey's working hard. He's doing a good job. There's always going to be hiccups, and that's no big deal. You know? Corey can't be perfect.
Well, I think that we really assign too much to Corey, and to have him multitask, you might say, to the extent that he can't remember something, which he just acknowledged, maybe we're pushing too far.
Nah. He can handle it.
Get your money's worth.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, let's go on to the other thing. Go home, sorry.
So, you let me know how much of this we want to bite off, chew on tonight, and how much all of you might want to, say, continue this conversation into next week's work session at the end, or have a follow-up meeting towards the end of March or early April. There's two pieces to this goal setting that I want to talk about. Okay, one is overarching city goals. I don't know of any that I did a little research on the share drive, and from my time I've been here, I don't think we've had a set of, call it 3, call it 5, call it 7 or 8 goals. You know, this bucket of items that we want to prioritize this. We care about this. We've every year done, so that's one set of goals. What's the long-term vision that all of you want to see the city be successful at?
Give us a year. 5 years?
Yeah, 5 years is a good number. Yep, 5 years is a perfect number. And so some of those buckets, I'm calling them buckets, because inside those buckets will go more specific goals or priorities or budget items or policy changes or things that go to support achieving that goal. So I did some research with other cities. There's an endless way to phrase these, and some cities have three, some cities have five, some cities have more than that. I'm gonna read some examples right now and some variations on those examples.
Okay, is this gonna be quick?
There's a quiz at the end too. No, I'm kidding. Yes, it'll be quick.
Okay.
Do you mean why are you asking?
Well, I thought you asked if you wanted to go continue this at another meeting.
Oh well, I wanna spend a little time on this, and then how much we get into actually deciding what those are. That's up for all of you to decide.
Okay.
So some of these buckets for the high-level goals, call it a five-year goal, five or more than that potentially, are utilities or infrastructure or essential services. These aren't what necessarily are going to be our goals. These are just examples that other cities have prioritized. Transportation could fall into that. Okay. Do you see there's a common theme among all of those? Another one is, and I'll share some of this with you depending on how we go about this process, but another would be financial responsibility or budget stability or sustainable financial management. Another one is city services and departments or administration and management. Another one could be civic engagement or community collaboration or partnerships. Quality of life or livability, economic development, and then in other cities that have, say, a police department or a fire department, they might have public safety, they might have maybe affordable housing, but that could fall into another category. A well-planned community, that's all that is, kind of a bucket item. Good governance, citizen engagement. And then some other cities do it more just generally. They've just said like government, organization, people, employment, economy. So I think what I'm trying to do right now is just put all that on the table and say that those are some of the bucket items that I've seen other cities have as goals. And then under those goals, say infrastructure, there would be an action statement like proactively maintain and improve public infrastructure to ensure essential services. So, that is ultimately the goal. And then within that goal, all of you, when you adopt the budget, have the ability to then say, this item fits into, the way we're spending money here fits into accomplishing this, which feeds into supporting that goal.
Gives you a theme when you're using all that.
Exactly. It's really big picture stuff, but I think it's important.
I'm ready to address all of them. Are you anybody else?
I when I went to the session in Sisters, Prineville presented their goals, their council goals, and I really appreciated the way they did it, and the way that they addressed it was that the council had their goals appear, and then each of the departments had their goals down here, and the council goals were high level goals, like almost are the plaque that we were given.
The
original four that were addressing all of those. And then it's not that we don't have some objectives like each department does, but that everything that every department is doing is meeting those objectives. And it just, to me, spelled things out really clean about what direction we were moving in, and do the things that each department is moving in meet where we want to go as a city. And
it's that connect.
It is that connect.
What are we doing? What are we prioritizing? What are we spending money on? And what does that ultimately lead to?
Right.
And I think what I've noticed looking at a
lot. Did you see?
I haven't seen that specifically.
I'll have to make a copy of it for you.
Yeah, I'd like to look at it. A lot of budget messages or a lot of memos included in the budget from city management and city staff directly will tie to these goals and say we're doing these three things in this budget because it ties to this goal. Or we did these three things, we accomplished these three things the past fiscal year because we prioritized them and it ties to this goal. So I think what I'm trying to hopefully get out of all of you is what are those high level goals? Is it
right.
three? Is it five? You know, what are they? And then from that, when we're putting the budget together, proposed budget, that helps us shape. You know, I just don't think the city's ever had that before. So I think it's a good thing we put in place.
Yeah, a little bit. A couple of years ago, we.
Well, I've never seen them published anywhere,
gone
anywhere, or any continuity.
They're probably up there somewhere.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. We did set goals. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did that.
I thought back when I was on the council, each of them, there were goals set at that time.
Yeah. Well, every year I know Rick met with the council and said, what budget considerations do you have? What do you want to see reflected in the budget? And I don't know if that's similar or different than this.
It's very similar to this. It's just that we're on a lot smaller scales than most cities. But we did definitely discuss goals. Before I was in the council, Rick invited me to the goals setting thing. What he did with it from there, I don't know. Stu still hasn't got his flagpole. That's been a goal forever.
So I wouldn't consider that.
I wouldn't consider that a goal either.
If the goal is to promote quality of life, you know, work to enhance vibrancy and livability of La Pine for residents, and, or maybe economic development, promote economic growth, that might fit into that.
That's an action. These were small seasonal goals.
Budget goals.
That's the budget goals, not the long range goals.
Exactly.
Do you want to discuss this now, anybody? Or do we want to actually make lists of like what Corey's explained, or are we ready to dive in a little bit? Comments? I mean,
well, I think for myself, the original goals that the city was founded on are still viable goals. I don't think we've achieved those yet.
No, not the 20-year goals. No,
yeah,
we haven't achieved half of them.
Yeah. So do we look at new goals, or do we focus on obtaining the goals we've set before? Or are they still viable?
You mean the goals for incorporation?
No. There's a word for it. I'm slipping my mind.
Comprehensive plan goals?
Yeah. Comprehensive plan goals.
Those are... I wouldn't think those are quite like this. I'd have to go back and review those, but I mean, those are land use goals. So, you know, like this goal of a well-planned community, well, the comprehensive plan fits into how you create a well-planned community. I don't know, I mean, those the state has a bunch of goals too that are, those aren't goals, those are mandates that say you have to look at, you know, the environmental aspect, the affordable housing aspect. So, you know, goal 11, you know, those are different, that's different than what we're talking about.
Well, I think in the immediate future, like even now, we ought to have some short-term goals for the budget, and then, you know, go on and think about the long-term ones. You know, the most immediate thing we need now is the short-term goals, like right now. You know, so you guys can get start your budget together and stuff like that. Because the long-term goals could be a long conversation.
Yeah, it's what do you all value as the elected officials? I mean, I could say I like these, I like those. It's not my role, so I'm making you guys do the work here because it's not my role. And there's two parts of this conversation. One is the high-level 5-year overarching goals, and the second conversation is the budget goals. So I'm trying to move from this one to the second one. We're already putting together the budget. And a lot of it is I'll be blunt, is carryover from things that haven't happened in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So that's easy. I got that taken care of. That's in the budget. But I want to look at overarching goals and then what new things do we incorporate into this budget, or for moving past this fiscal year when all of a sudden 6 months from now, you know, we're in next fiscal year and we're cranking away right back to being where we are today. So it just goes fast. And again, I'm not trying to say you have to make a decision today. I just want to say that I think this is a legitimate thing for council to come up with and how you do that.
I'm going to give you mine, and you can see how they plan and everything. And then maybe everybody can jump on top of that. My goals for this year are to get that land up at the Gibbs Station, you know, so we can make it into a green area or something. Corey already been working on it. Try to get a block from the Gibbs Station to the First Street. We're already working on that.
Get a what?
A pathway.
Oh, a pathway.
You know, and ODOT's come up with, they still have grants available after this year. I want to make sure our ordinances are passed or enforced. We really need to do that, I think, or there's no sense even having ordinances. And continue, you know, I want to have a you know, continue making the city look good, cleaning it up. That's my short-term goals. Long-term ones would be, you know, make sure we continue on the same budget that we have with surpluses. I want to see the whole city have sidewalks, one way or another, somehow, and taken care of. You know, even if it's the city having to take care of the sidewalks, you know, maybe on the main corridors. And I think the city ought to come up with some sort of plan for design work. You can call it art, you can call it whatever, but we keep planning things over here, and then things over here, and then things over here. I mean, we don't have anything all coming together as far as the art.
Cohesion in terms of arts and culture, or just in general?
No, just basically city planning, you know, for, okay, we're going to put these pavers over here. We're going to put this, do the, on 1st and 97, the swale, and the fire department did their swale differently, and then the dollar store did their swale differently. I mean, because every time we build something, we're going to end up having some sort of swale. I mean, that's just an example. We don't want the city mishmashed. That's partially our.
If the city puts in a sidewalk, we want the same sidewalk wherever we put it in.
Right. Just have uniformity to everything.
Well, I think we did that when we did the codes already, updated the codes with the city engineer.
Our transportation system plan has what's called street cross sections. Yeah. So certain streets are collectors, certain are artillery.
We don't have to make those decisions.
Certain are local streets, but that'll dictate whether it's a bike lane and or there's, you know, sidewalk, swale, etc.
I don't know. That's not an example. Is that
right?
No, there's a plan somewhere that we paid for someone to do that.
Eric Huffman and the TSA.
Yeah, that was continuity throughout the city.
Yeah,
and I think there's a grant somewhere a couple of years ago.
Yeah, everybody looked at it, everybody.
And it's on a shelf.
It's on a shelf somewhere.
No, well, I think that the codes, though, are what the review process that's gone through. Every time somebody puts in, I mean, they have to follow the building codes that they've set forth.
Right. What you see happening is that when development occurs, when a property owner says, I want to redevelop this land or develop this land, it triggers a site plan process, and we work with them. Mm-hmm. That's why First Street is going to look the way it does, is because we've already worked with the Lapine Community Health Center, all of you, council, maybe it's the previous council, approved the contract, where they threw in some private money, city threw in some public money, and we said this is what we want it to look like.
Mm-hmm.
We aren't in a position right now, unless all of you want to spend a lot more money, to be proactive about going and creating projects without someone who's redeveloping. That's a whole different ball of wax. So it's a balance of both. 8-foot sidewalks is the gold standard.
Yeah, we got all of them in place already.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about is more of, you know, like if we get the transit center, and we're going to be, we're going to have a plan for that. Just make sure that plan coincides with the other plans. You know, like say, statues or any type of to art thing.
Art in public.
We don't put a bear down here and go up there and have a modern metal statue or, you know, just so everything.
You don't want bent.
Yeah. So, well, I don't know. That's, if you know, it's, it's pretty simple. And I guess you could call that it's some sort of art. But that's it. That's all I have. Does that help anybody else with what they're thinking or not?
Well, one thing that I think we need to do is to be sure that when we get another subdivision put in, it's not like Crescent Creek, that they need to put it in well planned so that there's places to put the snow off the roadway, which is not your fault, and the trails and everything are put in such a way that they're accessible to everybody, and there's places to park. And we've got a problem out there, places to park, because people come in and park on the side of the roadway when, according to the rules, they're supposed to be parking in their garage or in their, on their driveway. That's it, period.
Well, and we've got a problem. Issues too, so.
And I agree. Unfortunately, the staff wasn't present for any of those.
Yeah. Well, that was all done
years ago.
Before there was a city, so we want to make sure that that doesn't happen.
What do you want?
I want to pull the north side of the city into the city. I want to see that happen. Where now I understand that curb appeal is real important right here in the middle of downtown. But I would like to see that curb appeal in 5 years or so move north so that everything looks like it's important. It looks like it's a part of Lapine. A lot of people think of Lapine as it doesn't even begin until you're almost downtown, because your little sign says 2 miles up the road is Lapine. I just would like to see maybe a sign that says Lapine on our north side and Lapine on our south side. I think that we need to coordinate what the urban renewal is doing with what we come up with. Because if urban renewal is working on this, we might as well all work on it together, if that makes sense. And that's supposed to be happening sometime down the road. I like the idea of your statues, okay?
Okay, I guess.
But I want deer.
Okay. That was just a, okay.
Yeah. That's so funny you said that, because
I like our new sign. It looks more like Lapine with the pine cone on it. And I'd like to see that at the other end also. So that if we can all pull together and look like we belong. Because the people in the north also pay taxes, along with the people in the center and the people in the south. And I think that the people out there would like that a whole bunch.
We're trying.
Thank you.
We've got a big sign up north that says Wild Holmes. It's a beautiful sign.
Yeah. If we could get that land for that park, we could do something. You know? There's going to be a lot of land available, and it's all county owned. I'm sure Corey can wheel and deal on that. Okay.
Yeah, I think one of the goals was to wait until the overpass and the interchange overpass comes online, and to see how that impacts where people are going and how their eyeballs are, where they're looking at. And then you put, I think there should be some signature signage at Wickiup Junction. You know, that's a little different than downtown, but is complementary to Burgess being the gateway to the Cascade Lakes and that kind of a thing.
But we put the feelers in so they know we're wanting that. You know, we don't want to buy it. We just want to be able to control it.
Yeah.
So, and the pathway has been in the works a couple different times, and it's just been either taken out for one reason or another.
Yeah.
You know, and this Grant and this David, that's his cup of tea, so.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Yeah, so hoping so. I mean, that would tie it in together a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a start.
And so what I've seen is, you know, Dennis has talked about the path network. Say it's a network that loops the entire city, not just up the highway side.
And that's in the comprehensive plan there.
I don't know if it is.
It's in one of them. Maybe it's a transportation plan.
Yeah, Boynton is in Circle Support area.
Okay. Well, we'd have to get, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and so then, you know, I see that connect to Karen's of connecting the north side, north end with the south end of Lapine, making sure it's all connected. You know, and then in terms of the bucket of big council goals, I would see that fall into quality of life. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's to me, or infrastructure, transportation, public, bike, ped, transportation. So,
well,
that's good. I got that. Yeah.
And the whole sidewalk issues. We got to do something with sidewalks. We got to make this look like a city. You know, you come down Huntington, it's hit and miss. There's their sidewalks. But ODOT's going to do the main corridor for us. That'll be fine. But you don't say anything, Stu. Speak up.
I'm thinking.
Okay. How about you, Don? I mean, is this what you're looking for?
Yeah, this is good.
This is
more budget stuff, but this
well,
is fine.
Yeah, but,
that's
I mean,
fine. We need that too.
Well,
I think we need to encourage the individual communities to clean up too. One of the things that I think that perhaps the chamber needs to think about is if they think it's important to get business in town. But if you get business here and there's no place that the employees that they bring to run their business feel comfortable living in, and they move out of town instead of staying in town, that's not good. So we need to have our communities attractive so that people coming into the community to work in the community will want to live in the community.
Do we have time for a few minutes on next week's agenda to talk about a cleanup week?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's what I'm proposing. We set off a week and have a cleanup week and actually hopefully get some dumpsters in different spots.
We've done it before.
Well, we've had cleanup days, but nothing really gets finished.
Right.
You know, it's always, if you have a cleanup week, and not that the people want to do it, the businesses have to do it themselves, the people have to do it, but I think we ought to supply the, you know, like the dumpsters and stuff so that they can do it. Yeah. But that's open for discussion.
We got to make sure that they don't put personal garbage in it.
And we're going to have to, you know, monitor them and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and that was a Shine on Lapine thing. I mean, I wanted Jeremy to say I shouldn't be on any committees. He didn't, darn it. Anyways, yeah.
How does that fit into us as a city? Do we support the Shine on Lapine doing that, or do we actually get involved in it?
Last year we just teamed up on it.
For a day, clean
up. For a day. But what we're talking about this year is actually... And last year we ended up doing the post office. We're doing businesses that we shouldn't be doing.
So is
they
that
should be do it themselves.
Is that something that I guess I'm trying to see where it's kind of crossing the lines, city business versus a agency or entity that's has a particular agenda.
Right.
You know, and I'm not picking on Shine on Lapine, it just came up. So but isn't
know.
That more like is it really teaming up, or is it coming to the city asking for funds that are maybe TSP transportation funds or something, you know, that could be directed towards, or tourism funds, I guess is what I was meaning, that could be directed towards that versus teaming up as a city and putting city efforts into that?
Well, yeah, that's a good one. That's what I wouldn't want to talk about, because last year... You know, we teamed up. It was Mayor Cleanup Day.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
It was always Mayor Cleanup Day. But last year, I didn't see that we accomplished it. You know, so I want, it's basically Shine on Lapine. I want to just be a promoter. Promote the businesses to clean up. Promote the residential areas to clean up. But at least give them some sort of service where they can do it. Because a lot of those people just... They don't have the means, or they don't have the money to throw their junk away. You know,
from a from a in getting the city to clean up and look better and then also enforcing the ordinance, those kind of merging those two things, if the city prioritizes both of those, you know, it could make sense to spend some funds being proactive about getting trash out and having them clean it up instead of going after sending code violation letters and having legal review that and ultimately going that route. So it's sort of two different approaches to the same end. How much of it is directly connected with Shine on the Pine,
I think that's
a different comment.
Let's forget about the Shine on the Pine even be there.
The city.
It's more of a city thing. It's just maybe we can just use them to help. That's all. And hopefully we can get some of these problem areas cleaned up.
Other cities have like cleanup day to where they park some kind of a receptacle that they get from the garbage company, and they set them in certain spots, and they tell people that you can come dump whatever is legal to dump in them. I don't know what But if we provided something like that, we might get them to clean up their own rather than thinking we're going to come along and we're going to clean it up for them. And another thing that I forgot to say a minute ago, within 5 years, I would like to see us have a code enforcer, not our city manager. I think that we're leaning toward that way. I think that you need help in that direction.
Whether it's trying to get grants to improve the livability of the city through a PATH network, or whether it's improving the livability of the city through cleaning up, you know, via the nuisance ordinance, one thing that's already in the proposed budget is about midway through next fiscal year is looking to hopefully hire a full-time management position, whether that's community development director or senior planner. It makes sense from a lot of perspectives because we're paying our contract planner almost the equivalent of what a full-time person would be, minus the benefits. And then we only get so much of her time, but if we had someone full-time, they'd have other time to do these types of things as well. Support Jake and myself and then other staff and other needs of the city. So that's in there. And that hits many of these items.
Well, that'd be immediate plan.
That would be a next year budget goal to put some of these things in motion to then support the big 5 year.
I was just thinking in the long range plans, we've got to think about maintaining our roads because the county keeps mentioning that. So sometime they're going to start dumping more streets on us.
Yeah, so an example of that, I mean, the funny thing is when I was looking at these broad goals and thinking about what it is we've been working on, we already kind of know what these are. We're already working on big water sewer projects to make sure the city has essential services. In the past budgets, we've already been setting hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars at this point, aside in the streets fund to help pay for chip sealing, crack sealing, for, you know, hopefully paving maybe a couple roads at the north end after we do those projects so we don't pave and then tear up the roads. That'd be bad fiscal responsibility. So all these things are already there, they just haven't been put on paper and then shown to the public to say this is what we're doing for you.
Right.
That's, I think, the hard part. When I then hear the prioritization of civic engagement and letting the community know what the city does for it, we do a lot. The hard part is
we don't
telling
them.
Yeah, so they know.
So what I'm trying to do with this budget document this year as well is to create something that someone could pick up and get a really good understanding of how's the city structured? What's a general fund? Where do these tax revenues come from? Why are funds being spent here? Why are funds being set aside? And so there's things that in past budget documents didn't exist that I'm trying to put together. One that you see in almost every city's budget is a page of the city council goals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, this is a good start, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'd like to see the individual departments have goals, like Public Works have goals, and than how they fit into the council goals overall. Because when I hear some of the things that are being said to me, they're more tasks. They're not goals. They're tasks that are more public works related or more transportation related or more community development related. They're not necessarily goals that the council could, I mean, we can vote on them, but it would be voting that the public works actually follows through with it, you know, or things like that. And so just more of a higher level goal that, and making sure that they're fitting in with what we want to, like our goal to inform the citizens of what we're doing, or, right, you know, and inside that, if we are building paths, are we informing citizens of what we're doing so they're meeting that goal?
So one thing that I would like to see that helps me is, so if civic engagement is a council goal, what I can then do is say, hey council, why don't we have an annual town hall or an annual state of the city that informs the community of what's happening? That's a recommendation to try to achieve the goal that all of you set. But without that, the staff's a little bit lost in terms of what's important and what's not important. Does that make sense?
We used to have those.
Okay. I've never seen them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe, Kitty, you guys had some when you were on the council.
They change when councils change too.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've done several.
Yeah, we used to do them.
We did one back over at the other building. Remember, yep. Sid, mm-hmm. when she was with us, we did one then. Of course, the one that Dennis remembers, Steve Hassan had us do one. You know, that we've done several.
Yeah.
And they should all be on record.
Well, yeah.
So that's something like you said, cancer's changed, so probably got.
Yeah, they usually update every 2 years when elections occur and councils change, and then you update the goals too, because if they're 5-year goals and 5 years
has
passed.
I think that would be a good start, would be to maybe have Ashley search the records and find those copies of previous ones and overlay them.
I looked at them. They're pretty, you know, you've got transportation on there, and you've got some objectives underneath that. So if we want to maintain infrastructure or transportation as a goal, that's fine. I just need to be told.
Yeah. But it might make things go faster if all the council has all that
what
back
the past
stuff, so you're not sitting here trying to dream
sure
up the stuff all over again.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay.
So do we want to have a special goal setting session in 2 weeks, or how do you guys want to do this, or do we want to just let it go?
If you look up some of those goals, is there some way that you could put them on an email and send them to us?
Yeah.
That way it'd save you typing up everything.
Sure. And again, they're big buckets, you know. So I didn't read you which city that I read all these from, but yeah, every city has these, you know, every city has infrastructure, every city has fiscal responsibility. So that's the kind of level that I think we need to.
I meant the stuff that we passed in the past.
That's
okay, we'll revisit it.
No, wait a minute.
Or get all that stuff together then.
Wait a minute, what?
Well, what are you saying?
I didn't get it to say anything
about
goals.
I'm sorry. I'm close to it. I thought you were looking
at it. He said he was thinking.
I thought he was looking at the cutter. You were thinking. I thought you were looking
at thinking cookies.
that's his goal, is cookies.
I'd like to see the city really look hard at increasing our tax rate. Because all this is going to take money.
Yeah.
Every single goal. And we have the lowest tax rate in the state. We haven't done anything with it. And with the growth that's anticipated, you know, it'll spread it out a little more, because that was a concern when we incorporated, was, you know, granted, you didn't want to hit a
objectionable rate.
Yes, thank you.
Yes,
you know, so I think it's time we look at that. Because that would be, you know, we have to be responsible to the citizens for providing the services, and if our short-term goals are going to need the funding. Where are you going to get all that?
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, it's something that we need to really look at. And if you want to start connecting one end of town to the other end of town, who's going to pay for it? How are we going to pay for it? You know, so we need to really think about that. I know it's not a popular subject, but
I think if we present ourselves in a responsible manner to where the public really knows what we're doing and where we're spending the money, it's a lot easier to ask for tax money than if we're not informing them and they don't know what they're doing. And the more transparent we are, you know, then it's easier to go out there and say, hey, this is what we've been doing with your money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not that we haven't put the budget out there like we're legally supposed to do, but it takes more than that.
Everything in the world's going to be happening. Mm-hmm. You know, we're moving ahead.
And probably what wouldn't change is that $1.98, but what would happen is that a special levy would be put on top of that, and then to make the case to the voters for that levy, you would say these funds are going to go directly to the streets fund to help pay for, you know, XYZ preservation, well, maintenance, and new construction.
I think we better wait till after the state does their trick, because a lot of stuff's going to raise and people are going to be upset. We got to do, that's all the right timing is to suggest, you know.
But no. In general, looking at revenues is a good question.
But I think the citizens within the city will, you know, they would rather see it done locally than statewide, you know, because the state budget, you know, yeah, we're all getting screwed by that. You know, they can't pull their heads out over there. But like Connie's saying, you know, we've been physically and financially responsible, uh-huh, and they're seeing the results. So I think the citizens, you know, and it has to go to a vote of the people anyway.
Right.
So they'll be the ones to decide. But I think we need to seriously look at it and give them that option.
Well, if we could, as you said, if we continue doing these good things out there, like just some simple things, cleaning up, more citizen involvement, all of that stuff.
Visual things that they can
just
see.
Just little things will add up. They'll start adding up. So, okay. Let's get this all together and we'll have to revisit it.
Should Corey start to looking into what it would cost or what we should do about raising the tax rate, how it can be done legally, and what responsibility council would have to pass to approve putting that on the ballot? As I wish too, I think we need to raise it.
Yeah, I think
Connie,
we need to.
I think hit the nail right too. We got to present it right.
I think right now, next week, at the council work session, Anderson Perry will be back again to talk about not all the great grants we're getting, but to talk about the loans. And what you, when we take out loans, you have to get bonding authority, and you have to go through a reverse period, which means that everyone in the city is notified or has an opportunity to remonstrate against the city taking out that debt. So we're looking at, you know, the big water sewer projects. We do got a lot on the plate, mm-hmm. But I think this is a great item to consider, you know, looking into maybe the end of the summer or early next fall.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thinking of, this is a long-term thing think about, right. You know, how to set that in motion. You know, maybe we don't need to do it until we take the county roads. Yeah, how long can we get away with not taking the county roads?
Oh,
that kind of a thing.
Exactly. This isn't something we can jump into.
No.
You know.
So I'm not going to make any phone calls.
Yeah, let's continue on with these plans for next week, and then okay.
So I'll send out the past versions that I've seen on the shared drive of city goals, and then I'll send you this little page that I typed up, which were just examples of other cities' high-level goals. And then ultimately, I'd like to get to that point where, you know, again, you guys can decide 3, 5, 7, 10. These are our goals, and then all the projects we do, how do they fit in and support those goals? And I think that is part of the narrative that we, you know, justify to ourselves, but also mm-hmm. the public for what we do and how we make decisions and spend money.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Okay, moving on. Public comments, you two. you awake over there, you want
to? Yeah, I am.
Got anything to say, Kitty?
Yeah, going back to the discussion on emails and retention of all this stuff and everything, there are city guidelines on how long you have to keep certain types of documents and exchanges and everything. And typically that is the job of the city recorder. What are we doing for a city recorder?
I'm the de facto city recorder.
Okay.
The administrative.
I'm the de facto record keeper.
Okay.
Yeah, and the administrative assistant position is deputy city recorder, technically. But I mean, Ashley spent a long time last summer going through the retention schedule of, you know, the invoices, these bills, these all need to be retained for 5 years, these for 10 years. I just don't know what the city email, I don't know if there is a set policy on that.
I would guess it's 7 years, just knowing what I know.
Yeah,
about the retention schedule?
We're not supposed to guess, we're supposed to know.
Well, I have a retention schedule if you'd like to go through it. It's 7 pages.
We haven't got rid of it.
So, I mean, we've never got rid of them, but just knowing what I know about certain city documents, I would guess it's a 7-year retention. But it could be as low as, most everything is no more than a 7-year retention.
Okay. But just, you know, to simplify things, it might be nice to actually have some time set aside for actual city recorder duties. And because Corey just has so much extra time, and because Ashley has too,
yeah.
I don't know, you know, I'm not real sure that's feasible. You might be looking at another staff position as city recorder or part-time city recorder. Either that or just make sure that we always stay, you know, don't get any more, don't get deeper in with overloading staff on the duties that they already have.
Yeah. Well, and don't get rid of anything.
And don't get rid of anything.
Worst case.
That's what the cloud's for.
Well, not
right?
The papers, the boxes and boxes and boxes we have upstairs is different than the server emails, fortunately.
But I know that can, you know.
The paper, everything paper document right now, it's got a retention schedule listed on the box and a date of when we can throw it away or shred it. I never thought to look at city emails, so it just never got done.
Yeah.
It's not one of those, it's on the server, we know it's there. If anybody ever calls it up as a public record, it's there. But, so it's not something that.
That's why I hate the emails. City emails.
But everything else is paper. We went through last summer and it took 3 weeks, 4 weeks to get it all done. Shredded, boxed, and labeled. There was a lot of stuff between the districts and Licky and the city. That's a lot of records. It's a lot of boxes. And every box just went through one by one. And what was in it was gone through, so.
Anything
kudos
else?
To Corey on that one. I would have never done it if he was didn't tell me that had to be done.
I'm glad that was done.
That's it? Okay.
Oh, well, no. Actually, I was going to say, very good meeting. I think a lot of
well,
it was accomplished, a lot of good things discussed.
Yeah. Staff comments?
I'll just say that the job posting, the job announcement is at legal review. Again, I'd say this if Jeremy was sitting there, you know, I'm told I'll have it back tomorrow. It was sent to him on Monday. So we will have it posted by the end of the week. We've already gotten, I don't necessarily know how, we've already gotten two people stop by and drop off information, their resume and cover letter. So we're going to likely have the job announcement up and open until the end of the month, March 31st, then likely at least a week, probably closer to 2 weeks of interviewing and making a decision. Then if you assume they need to give 2 weeks notice, we're at basically a start date of May 1. Or hopefully sooner. So that's the tentative schedule on getting a new administrative assistant and deputy city recorder on staff.
That's it?
Yep.
Jake, nothing? Where are we going to do the sidewalks? On the sidewalks here.
I do got one thing. Me and Mike Ward went to a class last week, a training course, free class for water, wastewater. was called Effective Utility Management. It was put on by EPA and DEQ. It was a really good class.
Oh, good.
We laid out a lot of different tools you can use to help effectively manage your utility. And you had a lot of different operators in the room from around the state, and it was a pretty constructive meeting. That's good.
Good. I'm glad you're doing that stuff.
Jim Smith, who's the coordinator for the county juvenile work crew, they have to do public service. We're coordinating with him. They're going to be sweeping the sidewalks in all of town to get the cinders off. Probably next Monday or Tuesday. We've been watching the weather. We don't really want to send them out there when it's raining. We're just glad it's not snowing. And then the guys have been prepping the swales and are going to be borrowing a Vactor trailer from Midstate to go suck up all the cinders. Probably next week. So we're on it. Jake's soliciting landscaper bids so that we can get a contract in place for when everything starts growing, which will be pretty soon here. So I don't know. We're hoping to have that contract probably to you by April 12th. It will not be on the work session agenda next week because we don't have it put together yet. I'm forgetting lots of things. Well, you'll see the agenda for next week.
Okay. You guys are prepping a haying operation right now. They're out there getting the field ready. It's finally doesn't have any snow on it.
The pivot. Yeah, Johnny was telling me they gotta put a new tire on there.
Yep, they did that. Ready for irrigation season.
In probably not until May, maybe June, Jake will extend an invitation for everyone to go tour the public works facilities again.
They were talking about that today. They're wanting to do some cleanup out there.
Yeah, so. How, you know, get a real good sense of all the different facilities that we have and, you know, what we have to do to maintain those.
Okay. Ashley, have you
said? I've said more than I want to say.
Okay. Council comments. Let's start with you, Karen.
Busy. I'm ready to go home and eat.
Okay.
Food.
Stu?
Nope.
Same thing? Connie?
It's a good session.
Don?
Where's our traffic?
Speed monitor.
Speed monitor. We need to get that out.
Okay.
You got a lot going on next week, Jake.
It's all right.
Okay. I think we accomplished a lot.
Motion to adjourn the meeting.
Thank you. Second.
Second.
Favors up. Aye.
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 Opposed? Nay.
Aye.
Nay. Meeting adjourned.